Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, another 98PXY update from the 13 Wham News Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive.
It is day number two of the Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive. We'll be checking in here in a moment with Michael Schwartz from 13 Wham News out at Marketplace Mall right now for the Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive. Again, trying to actually beat last year's total of toys collected, 21,980. That's how many we had last year. This year, obviously, a little bit different, but I could definitely do it. I've got faith in this community. We always tend to rise up to these occasions, and certainly expecting that it'll happen again this year, especially with there being multiple ways to do it. Of course, you could check in into any of these spots that the Pirate Toy Fund is at. You can find out where they'll be, piratetoyfund.org or 98pxy.com. And of course, the new virtual toy store is up and running as well. If you just want to go there, you can donate a toy just from your couch without leaving your home. It's very easy. It is ptftoystore.com, or you can simply text in the keyword toy to 585-222-9800. Joining us now, though, from Marketplace Mall, Michael Schwartz, 13 Wham News. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, what's going on? How are you? Happy December. Happy
Yes, indeed. Happy December 1st as well. So how did day number one go? We checked in with you a little earlier yesterday.
Yeah, day number one went well. We got just more than 1,700 toys. Again, there's a toy deficit due to the pandemic. We
yep.
do better. But as Otto, the executive director of the Pirate Toy Fund, said, it is a good start. We are seeing so many people make those virtual toy stores, as you just said.
Yeah, definitely. That's a huge option this year, obviously. If you are comfortable, though, and Michael can speak to this, certainly all the precautions being taken if you do want to stop by in person.
Yeah, you know, we've covered, you know, from the good to the bad of this pandemic. And the good is these toys being donated, the bad are the situations that these children are in. But the good is those smiles that can be created from toys. And unfortunately, even during these tough times, these establishments have to even take a hit in the local restaurants and the malls and whatnot. So they are taking precautions here. We just spoke to Marketplace Mall, who says everyone's been wearing masks, and they have to abide by those rules. But they see a lot of people coming in earlier in the season, so they're not seeing that huge holiday rush. We also spoke to Locals Only, which is a local bar in the East Avenue section on Alexander Street, and they are donating coffee and discounts on their drinks when you donate a toy. So you're seeing all these establishments coming together, no matter how much they are struggling, thinking about the kids first, and of course putting safety as their top priority during this pandemic, so we can get these toys out to the kids. And by the way, Corey, I just want to mention, all these toys, you see us playing with them on air, they are sanitized.
Yes.
They go to the kids, because you have to think about it. A child with cancer already has a compromised immune system in general. Plus, you add in COVID-19, you want to make sure it is safe before entering those rooms.
Absolutely. And thank you for pointing that out again, trying to be as safe as we possibly can here. Michael, yesterday, did you get to meet Lori, the mom of the little girl
thought
this idea up? I think that's one of the most beautiful and a sad, obviously, way, because she sadly passed away. But that this was her idea. An 8-year-old came up with the idea for the Pirate Toy Fund Toy Drive.
You know, I think that's been, you could probably speak to this too, but the privilege of this job is to meet the people who inspire you with their strength and how they are continuing to keep their loved ones' memories alive. A devastating loss. She told me that Christy Simonetti would have been in her 30s this year, and she helped inspire the whole Pirate Toy Fund toy drive because she wanted more kids to smile. And it's the same thing with Kaylee Quetchen, who passed away last Monday in the Henrietta area, a beautiful, amazing family who benefited from the Pirate Toy Fund and also loved giving back. And her family joined us yesterday on the air in the morning, donating the toys that they had to unwrap that they bought for her. No family should ever do this, but they donated the toys. Instead of returning them, donated the toys in her honor and in her memory to continue the legacy with the Pirate Toy Fund. And an amazing moment when the Simonettis and the Quetchens met yesterday. And these families that are going to make our communities, the kids that are in those shoes going through rough times, they are going to be there for these kids, and we will be doing everything we can to support them year in and year out every day with our efforts. And we dedicate this year's Pirate Toy Fund to, of course, Christy Simonetti, as well as Kaylee Quetchen.
Of course. Michael Schwartz, 13 Wham News. Where are you in regards to around Marketplace Mall? Where's the collection box that people do want to stop by?
Marketplace Mall, right by T-Mobile. You'll see multiple trees. We're right by near where the Macy's entrance is, Express, Journeys, T-Mobile. Corey, you tell me which one's your favorite. I'll try to stop that. We're right by that with the toy collection box.
Absolutely. Again, you can also go online if you do want to do this remotely. You certainly can. PTFToyStore.com. Again, it's super simple. They have it broken down nicely where there's $10 toys, $20 toys, $25 toys. If you want to, there's other amounts you can throw in there. And, of course, you can certainly donate as well to make this as easy as possible. But day one, pretty good. So day two, hopefully we can continue and keep this thing rolling.
Let's keep it going. Let's for the kids, more smiles. And hey, flip over to Fox Rochester. Your very own Corey's going to be on there talking about his journey raising money throughout the years, which you've done an amazing job doing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, look, it's an easy organization to get behind, right? It doesn't take a lot of arm twisting to want to help kids in our area, for sure. Michael
Not
Schwartz,
at all.
13 Wham News. We'll be checking back with you throughout the week, and yep. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, man. Have a great day. Be well.
You as well. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.